Strong prices for certain commodities will lead to a shift in crop acres this year. LSU Ag Center economist Kirk Guidry predicts the biggest acreage increases will be in corn and soybeans.
We had over 1 million acres of soybeans this past year, and I would expect that we're going to have well over 1 million acres this year.
High cotton prices are generating more interest in that crop, but Guidry doesn't expect to see cotton acres returning to historical averages.
Cotton prices currently are well over $1 a pound. When you look at that, you would think that the state would move back to some of those acres. We'll see an increase in cotton acres next year. I don't think we're going to see a double of acres.
Rice is one of the few commodities that hasn't seen an increase in price, and Guidry believes this will hurt rice acres this year.
Every indication that we're going to have a little downturn in rice, and that's going to be primarily in the northern part of the state where we had the big increase this year. Those guys, because of corn, because of soybean prices, and because of cotton prices, are probably going to back off of some of those rice acres.
This year's wheat crop, planted last fall, is up because of good prices. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.